Well, Mountain Home got the ball to start the second half. Foreman put up the jump, layup, no good. Put up our, got their own rebound. We could not get the putback, but Mountain Home got another offensive rebound. This time, Aston Yates gets the jumper off the glass and in. Aston Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 26-17, Lady Bombers leading it. Ball goes down to Ginger on the low block. She's going to put up the layup over, off the glass and in, and Kiara Ginger now in double figures with 10 points. A man-to-man defense for Watts Chapel. Ball gets across the timeline to Aston Yates. Now she'll give it back to Gilbert there on the right side, up top to Martin. Martin dribbling to the right side. Now going down to the corner. Now goes back to the wing. Finds Foreman up top, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down to the lane. He's going to go up for the jumper. No good, but draws a lot of contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 6:48 left in the third quarter. Taylor Whitehead picks up her third personal foul. That is the first team foul against the Lady Wildcats here in the first half. Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two from the free throw line with 9 points. She gets the first one here. Denisha Massey checking back in for Watson Chapel as Taylor Whitehead will take a seat again. She just picked up her third. Gilbert gets both free throws, and it's back to a 9-point lead for Mountain Home. 28-19 our score. Here is Massey into the front court. Throws over to Mayweather on the left side. Now up top to Kendall. Back over to Mayweather. Up top to Massey. Massey is going to put up the three at the top, and nothing but net. Denisha Massey with her first 3 points of the night. That cuts the margin back to six. Here's Gilbert into the front court, finding Jackson on the right side. She's going to drill down to the corner, gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert loses the handle of the ball. Chased down by Foreman. Mounts home will keep possession. Ball goes over to Martin up at the top. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane. He's going to go ahead for the layup off the glass. No good. And the rebound controlled by Mayweather. 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bombers leading by six, 28-22 our score. Ball goes up top to Massey. Over to Mayweather on the right side. Now up top to Kendall. Down to Ginger in the paint. She'll kick it out on the left wing to Thornton. Her three-pointer is up and in. And all of a sudden, just like that, is a one-possession game, and Mount Tom is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:39 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Tom leading Watson Chapel 28-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Well, just like that, Mount Home's lead has been cut to three all of a sudden on a pair of threes by Watson Chapel. It's 28-25 with over 5.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Emma Martin with it, still looking to get it across the timeline. A full court man-to-man for Watson Chapel. Martin does cross the half-court stripe, dribbling to the right side, now going down to the corner, going down toward the low block for the layup off the glass and in. Emma Martin breaks Mount Home's scoring drought. She now has 3 points, 30-25, Mount Home's lead back to two possessions. Here is Mayweather into the front court, finding Massey on the left wing. Massey will have the ball knocked away and stolen by Leah Jackson. Jackson back the other way, going in for the layup off the glass and in. Leah Jackson with 7 points. Good defense and good concentration to get that layup. That is Watson Chapel's ninth turnover of the night. 32-25, Mount Home's lead back to three possessions. Here is Massey drilling down to the free throw line. Sure, jumper, no good, but she's going to draw contact. And, boy, Leah Jackson does not like that call, but I don't think she's going to change the official's mind anytime soon. That is Leah Jackson's first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Bombers. So Denisha Massey at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. Makes it a two-possession game once again with 4:51 left of the third quarter. Massey's second free throw is up, and she gets both. Denisha Massey with 5 points. 32-27, Lady Bombers leading it. Martin takes the inbound pass. Looking to get it across the timeline. And finally does it over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the left corner, finding Yates at the free throw line. Over to Foreman on the left wing, up top to Martin. Martin's going to dribble to the right side. Now takes a screen from Yates, throws up top to Foreman, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert with 14 points. 35-27, Mountain Home leading it. 4:17 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Massey on the left side. Now Watson Chapel is going to take the timeout. It'll be a short timeout. We'll break with 4:13 left of the third quarter. The Lady Bombers leading Watson Chapel 35-27. You're listening to Mountain Home Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Well, Watson Chapel taking the timeout after Kate Gilbert hit the three. Both teams are now out of 30-second timeouts. Mountain Home still has three timeouts remaining. Watson Chapel with two. 4:13 left in the third quarter. Lady Bombers up 35-27. Inbound pass goes to Thornton. She has up at the top. Now dribbles over to the right side. Throws up top to Massey. Over to Mayweather on the left. Now ball goes up top to Kendall. Back over to Mayweather. Looking for Ginger on the low block. Now throws up top to Massey. Massey's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Aston Yates. Back comes Mountain Home. Yates into the front court, dribbling toward the left corner. Now kicks out to Martin. Martin finds Foreman in the lane by herself for the layup. Good. And a Grace Foreman with 8 points, and it's a double-digit lead once again for Mountain Home, 37-27 with 3:40 left in the third quarter. Taylor Whitehead will check in for Watson Chapel the next available time. Ball goes over to Thornton on the left wing. And now foul away from the ball. They're going to get Anna Grace Foreman on the low block. With 3:29 left in the third quarter. That is Foreman's third personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Whitehead going to check in. Whitehead checking in for Denation Massey. So Whitehead will need to be careful. She has three fouls as she comes back in. Mayweather will inbound the ball on the baseline. Ball goes over to Thornton on the left side, up top to Kendall. Over to Mayweather on the right. She'll put up the three and no good. And the rebound comes to Leah Jackson. Back comes Mountain Home. Jackson tries to throw it out to Emma Martin. Pass was well wide of her, and Mountain Home's going to turn it over in the backcourt. That is the Lady Bombers' fifth turnover of the night with 3:19 left in the third quarter. 37-27, Mountain Home on top. Mayweather inbounds it on the near sideline. Gets up top to Kendall. Now back to Mayweather. Mayweather's going to drill down to the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Takara Mayweather with her first 2 points of the night, 37-29. Back to a single-digit margin, 3:05 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin throws it into the left corner to Jackson. Now Jackson picks up her dribble, gives it back to Martin on the left wing. Up top to Yates. Back over to Martin on the left. Now Martin's going to drill down to the lane, finds Foreman, tries to give it to Foreman. Pass, Foreman's finally able to get it, and now a foul's going to be called. No, I'm sorry, I thought it was going to be a foul, but Mount Home is actually going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 37-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mount Home will inbound it coming out of the timeout with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter as they lead Watson Chapel 37-29. Kay Gilbert will trigger the pass on the baseline. looking to get it in. Finally does to Foreman on the low block. She puts up the jumper. No good. Chases down her own rebound. Kicks out to Jackson. Jackson puts up the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson in double figures with 10 points. Mountain Home leading 40-29. 2:35 left in the third quarter. Here is Mayweather into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. Dribbling just inside the half-court line. Now throws it over to Kentle. Finds Thornton cutting into the lane for the layup. No good. Short layup was way too strong. And Gilbert gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Ball goes to Martin. Now into the front court to Jackson on the right side. Now she'll give it back to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. 2:10 left in the third quarter. Gilbert has yet to dribble. Now she starts. Now ball goes over to Martin on the left side. Now Foreman has it there on the wing. Back out to Martin. Now ball goes over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill, finding Jackson in the corner. Back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to drill down to the lane. Now kicks out to Foreman on the left wing. Back up to Martin. Martin's going to drill toward the top. Gives it to Gilbert. Now Gilbert loses the ball off her foot. It's going to go. Oh, they're going to say it was off Watson Chapel. Wow. I did not see that, but I guess officially I have better view than I did. Now ball goes. Now here's Gilbert going down into the lane. She's going to just blow by a bunch of defenders for the layup. Good. And now Watson Chapel is going to take another timeout. We'll break with 1:23 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 42-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
So Mount Watson Chapel taking the timeout. They just have one left now with 1:22 left to play in the third quarter. It is the Lady Bombers leading the Lady Wildcats 42-29. Inbound pass goes to Mayweather. Mayweather into the front court. 1:15 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Whitehead on the right side. Down the corner to Mayweather. Back to Whitehead on the wing. Now Mayweather has it right there on the wing. Back to Whitehead. Down, trying to throw it to Ginger. She mishandles the pass, and Mountain Home comes up with a steal. Here's Leah Jackson into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Now gives it back to Gilbert. And now foul's going to be called on Watson Chapel with 57.9 seconds left. Kamiah Thornton picks up her second personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Lady Wildcats here in the second half. Thornton will take a seat as she's replaced by Denasia Massey. 42-29, Lady Bombers leading it. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass from Gilbert. Martin has it near the top, dribbling to the left side. Picks up a dribble, gives it there to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will dribble up to the top, 45 seconds left of the quarter. Gilbert's trying to get some distance between her defender. Now Gilbert does a behind-the-back dribble. That kicks out to Payne on the low block. Now up top to Yates. Gilbert has it. Now she's going to dribble back down into the lane, pull up for the jumper. Good. Kate Gilbert with 18 points, 44-29, Lady Bombers leading it. 25 seconds left of the third quarter. Here is Massey into the front court. I'm sorry, Mayweather. Now she gives it to Massey. Back to Mayweather. Back to Massey on the left wing. Massey will throw it on the right side to Mayweather. Now up top to Whitehead. 9 seconds left. Ball goes down to Ginger in the paint. She's going to put the layup. No good. Gates gets the rebound. She'll throw it into the front court to Jackson. 2 seconds. Jackson's going to try to put up the shot. The shot is blocked. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter as Mountain Home will have a 15-point lead going into the final 8 minutes of the contest. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 44-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.